Welcome to Cubs Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Doc Gautreau. Batting second. The center fielder, Bernie Nays. Batting third. The right fielder, Jimmy Welsh. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Burris. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gus Felix. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Andy High. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dave Bancroft. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Benton. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Larry Benton. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Sparky Adams. Batting second. The right fielder, Cliff Heathcott. Batting third. The third baseman, Howard Fragaw. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Art John. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Pinky Pittenger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tony Kaufman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Tony Kaufman. And now, play ball. Doc Gautreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gautreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pittenger fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh hits a line drive into right field. Heathcott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nays. The throw from Hartnett and he is out, Adams applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gautreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gautreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Howard Fragaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Art John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Felix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felix hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Felix moves to third. Bancroft moves to second. Mickey O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Felix scores. Bancroft scores. It's 2-0, Braves. Larry Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton hits a pop-up towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler strikes out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a pop-up towards short. Bancroft settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pittenger. The throw from O'Neill and he is out, Gautreaux applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Doc Gautreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gautreaux is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gautreaux takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 0-for-1 in the game. Nays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gautreaux moves to third. Nays moves to second. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 0-for-1 in the game. Welsh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gautreaux scores. Nays moves to third. It's 3-0, Braves. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burris hits a fly ball into left field. John settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Felix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felix is 0-for-1 in the game. Felix hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler. Felix reaches second base with a double. Nays scores. Welsh goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Braves. Percy Jones now pitching. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 0-for-1 in the game. High hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats High for the out. Felix moves to third. Two outs. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bancroft hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Felix scores. It's 6-0, Braves. Mickey O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. O'Neill hits a line drive into left field. John settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a fly ball into left field. Felix settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Percy Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gautreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Larry Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0-for-1 in the game. Benton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Gautreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gautreaux is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gautreaux hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fragoff fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-1 in the game. Heathcote takes first base on ball 4. Howard Fragaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaugh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fragaugh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Art John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-1 in the game. John hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft misplays the ball. That's an error on Bancroft. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Welsh is hit by the pitch. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burris bunts towards third. Fragoff fields it and throws to first for the out. Welsh moves to second. One out. Gus Felix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hartnett for a passed ball. Welsh moves to third. Gus Felix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felix is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Felix takes first base on ball 4. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 0-for-2 in the game. High hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fragoff fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Fragoff. Felix moves to third. High moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bancroft takes first base on ball 4. Mickey O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. O'Neill hits a pop-up towards short. Pittenger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimm takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pittenger hits a ball on the ground towards right. Welsh fields it and throws to second to catch Grimm for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Pittenger moves to second. Butch Weiss pinch hits for Percy Jones. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss strikes out. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pittenger scores. Hartnett moves to second. It's 6-1, Braves. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heathcote for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Osborne now pitching. Larry Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0 for 2 in the game. Benton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heathcote. Benton reaches second base with a double. Doc Gautreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett throws to second, with Pittenger covering, and has Benton trapped. There's the throw to Fragaugh, who tags Benton for the out. One out. Doc Gautreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gautreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gautreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fragaugh juggles the ball. That's an error on Fragaugh. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nays bunts towards the mound. Osborne fields it and throws to first for the out. Gautreau moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Welsh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm fields the ball and throws to Osborne covering. Safe. Gautreau moves to third. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Welsh. The throw from Hartnett and he is safe. Welsh steals second. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burris hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Gautreau scores. Welsh scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-1, Braves. Gus Felix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felix is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Felix hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Howard Fragaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaugh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fragaugh hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gautreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 2 in the game. John hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gautreau misplays the ball. That's an error on Gautreau. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 2 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gautreau fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grimm hits a fly ball into right field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 0 for 3 in the game. High hits a fly ball into left field. John settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pittenger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. O'Neill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Benton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Neill moves to second. Doc Gautreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gautreaux is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gautreaux hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes O'Neill trying to get to home. Heathcote throws the ball into Hartnett, who tags O'Neill, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Benton moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pittenger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pittenger moves to second. Denver Grigsby pinch hits for Bob Osborne. Denver Grigsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grigsby takes first base on ball 4. Pittenger moves to third. Hartnett moves to second. Gale Staley pinch hits for Sparky Adams. Gale Staley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staley takes first base on ball 4. Pittenger scores. Hartnett moves to third. Grigsby moves to second. It's 8-2, Braves. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Heathcote hits a pop-up towards short. Bancroft settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howard Fraga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fraga is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fraga hits a fly ball into left field. Felix settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hartnett tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-3, Braves. Art John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-3 in the game. John hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grigsby scores. There goes Staley trying to get to third. Nays throws the ball into High, who tags Staley for the out. It's 8-4, Braves. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 4. The Braves will come to bat. Gale Staley now playing second base. George Milstead now pitching. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nays takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Welsh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Staley fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Burris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Staley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Welsh moves to second. Gus Felix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felix is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Felix hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Milstead fields it, throws to second for 1. And over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-3 in the game. Metzler hits a line drive into right field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grimm hits a line drive into right field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Pittenger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Felix. Pittenger reaches second base with a double. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 4. The Braves will come to bat. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 0-for-4 in the game. High takes first base on ball 4. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pittenger scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Mickey O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. O'Neill is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Tommy Griffith pinch hits for George Milstead. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith hits a pop-up towards the mound. Benton can't make a play. That's a base hit. Melker pinch runs for Tommy Griffith. Gale Staley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Staley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kerr moves to second. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Heathcote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kerr scores. Staley moves to third. It's 8-5, Braves. Howard Fragaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaugh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fragaugh hits a fly ball into left field. Felix settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Staley tags and scores. One out. It's 8-6, Braves. Art John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. John hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-4 in the game. Metzler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Neill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Cubs Park in Chicago.